SBS Radio. Garo, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Garo, you were born in and raised in Great Britain?
That's correct, yes. My parents came from Cyprus. My dad came in the 50s, but the family moved over after the Turkish invasion of Cyprus. Unfortunately, they lost their property. They lived in Famagusta. Sadder for my grandfather, it was about his third time he'd had escaped as a refugee, and my grandmother had suffered in the genocide. So it was quite a bad period for the family. But I was born and brought up here in this country, yes.
Mm. And originally, from which parts of Western Armenia your grandparents came from?
My grandfather came from Adana, as did most of the Armenians that went to Cyprus. My grandmother was from Erzurum. She suffered more in the genocide. They lost their whole family, but she was from a village outside Erzurum called Mezer Duzyu, which is very near the Black Sea, in that region there.
And was filmmaking your first choice of career?
I've always had a fascination for filmmaking. I did move into photography first. That's what I studied, because I liked the beauty of images. And then studying photography, had an opportunity to work in television, in broadcast television, as a runner, and then an editor, and then a director and a producer. And then I worked for different corporations as a freelancer, and then actually more in the commercial film field, making commercials and the like. And about in 2014, I made my first short for myself, really, which was an experiment, actually, for this film, Tanya, because I wanted to experiment using poetry in film. That was about a very English story about a cyclist in Yorkshire, and it was poetry about the cyclist. It was called Return of the Tyke. And I felt it worked, and so thus I moved into making my second short film, which is called Tanya.
So you specialize in short filmmaking, or later on you want to make a longer movie?
Absolutely. Short films are essentially a calling card, because a short film is something tangible that you can manage to do. So one, I funded Tanya myself, so that's something I could do, go out, film and make and show people. Whereas a feature film, obviously you're dealing with a much longer timeline and you have a lot more expense. So most people can't go into a feature first. So the hope is that you make a good short film or a good series of short films. And then in the meantime, work on feature film scripts. And then with the hope that someone will have seen that you're capable and then be willing to trust you with a bigger budget. So now at the moment, I'm working on about 6 ideas potentially that hopefully will come off. One of them will come off.
Garo, you just returned from Sydney. Your impressions from Sydney and the Armenian Film Festival?
It was wonderful, to be honest. I've been in a few film festivals. We were lucky that we got nominated in Bermuda, and we won, in fact, 2 awards in Bermuda, which was fantastic, really fantastic, for Best Direction and the Audience Award. And I've been in a few other film festivals, but I have to say I really enjoyed coming to Sydney, meeting the Armenian community there. I think they were incredibly hospitable, and actually meeting other Armenian filmmakers, like with Levon Parian, who made a wonderful documentary about his grandfather's story. So I had a really fantastic time. I really enjoyed it. Bit of jet lag, I have to say, after the long journey, but it's a long way away, but I had a really good time.
Yeah, it's a long flight. Did you have chance to visit different places in Sydney?
We went to, yes, a friend, funnily enough, there's a chap called Nuran Zorlu, who's a photographer, and he was in London talking about his book a few months ago. So we met up. So then when I realized I was coming to Sydney, I gave him a call, and he was very kindly took me over to Manly. We had a nice fish meal there, and I saw the coastline. And and then the following week, Margaret from the film festival, she took us around and showed us a few more spots. A very beautiful city. It was a bit cold. Of some reason, I was expecting it to be a bit warmer, even though it's your winter. But it was very beautiful, very nice.
Garo, you talked about your short film, Daniel, which was screened during the Armenian Film Festival. Why Daniel Varujan?
That's a very good question. Because my family, especially my grandmother, suffered greatly during the genocide, it's a subject that you want to deal with, especially through your art. Whatever your art is, you want to be able to deal with that or express it. Especially the fact that our history is denied. So it's quite a difficult subject for us to take. So I've been thinking about this for a long time. I could quite easily, I suppose, have gone down a documentary route, but I think it's been done pretty well by lots of people. And I wouldn't know what new aspects I would add to it. So I thought I'd approach it slightly differently. So with something like genocide, I think you need to... One thing else that happens about genocide is that we see it in Syria today. You start to forget about the people. They just become statistics and numbers. So, you know, a bomb goes off somewhere and they just say, oh, 100 people died. And you become immune to this horrible casualty. And I think with the genocide, it's similar. We talk about the numbers. The numbers are mentioned a lot, but we're starting to lose sight of the people. So I wanted to find someone who would represent the Armenian people. Tanyel Varajan, who was a highly respected man, poet, who lived at the time of his arrest in Istanbul, wrote beautiful poetry. He was a nationalist in the sense that he loved Armenia, but he wasn't a revolutionary or a nationalist politically. And there is no excuse, whatever excuses people come up with killing a man like him. And I thought he would be the perfect vehicle, one, because he wrote this beautiful, very surreal poetry, and I felt that could be used in the film. And I wanted to create something different, an art house film, so it sort of fitted for me. I felt right to use Varajan as our protagonist, our main man, our main person in the story.
Garo, your experiences from Armenia. Daniel was screened also at the Armenian Genocide Museum?
That's correct, yes. We were nominated to screen at the Golden Apricot Film Festival. And at the same time, which was really wonderful, we got invited to screen at the Genocide Museum. And they'd watched it. And they loved it. They said it was historically accurate and invited us to screen there. And I have to say that was our absolute biggest honor. It was very emotional for us to screen there. We screened in front of a crowd of journalists and people they'd invited. And it was very touching for us to be there. I have to say it was quite difficult for all of us to hold our emotions back because, I mean, that the place itself represents what the film is about. And they liked the film because they said it was historically accurate, even though because it's an art house film, that wasn't the main theme. It's not a documentary. It's important for me that it is accurate, the film. And so to have their validation was quite important.
Garo, you mentioned Daniel received two awards at the Bermuda International Film Festival in March. How non-Armenians view and understand the film, most might not even know about the extent and the real horror of the genocide.
Exactly, and especially with this film, because it's not labelled, it does talk about the genocide at the end, but it's not a documentary and goes through all the facts and stats. It's quite an artistic approach. So for non-Armenians to understand the story is obviously, I was a little bit, not concerned, but I was wondering how they would perceive it. In Bermuda, I think it's a human story and people understand human stories. And they understand that there was a poet who was killed for no other reason than his race. And because of the way we've shot it and portrayed it as an emotional piece, they didn't know about our story. But by the time I left, and you have to give a Q&A at the end of your screening, they were absolutely 100% interested in what happened to the Armenian people. And that was very important for me.
Garo, will Daniel be screened in other film festivals in the coming month?
Yes, we've got a few festivals coming up. The first one is on the 1st of September, which is Shetland Screenplay. This is a fantastic festival because it's a curated festival. They only ask for films that they choose to screen there. And one of the curators is a man called Mark Kermode, who is the UK's top film critic. So for me to get a request to screen at a festival like that is absolutely fantastic. I couldn't ask for more. And the day we're screening alongside Nick Park, of Aardman, who creates Wallace and Gromit and films like that, and Timothy Small, another top actor. So we're in the same theatre together. So I'm absolutely honoured. It's fantastic to be there. And then following that, we're also appearing in a festival called DC Shorts in Washington. So my producer, my literary producer, Tatevik Haivazyan, she's going to go and represent the film there.
Garo, how important is for a filmmaker like yourself to show their film at film festivals?
There's a lot of film festivals around the world at the moment. So it's good because it gives people the opportunity to show their films. It's really important that if you make something, because you put your heart and soul into it, that it's recognized in some way or other. I mean, for me in Bermuda, an island that has, I think it was 7 Armenians on it, to get a screening and win awards there was, I'd say, unbelievable. So it's important because you need the motivation to keep producing and you want to know that you're doing the right thing. And I think appearing in festivals gives you a level of understanding that you're in the right path.
Garo, could you talk a bit more about the movie, about the actors and the cast of the movie, and where did you shoot the movie?
Absolutely. So when I initially thought about locations, quite naively, and this is at the time when the political situation in Turkey was improving, I had sort of naively believed that we could go and maybe shoot this in Turkey. Because I was positioning the film as a human film. It's about a poet who ultimately was an Ottoman poet, whether he be Armenian or not, who was murdered. And actually, I was being cautious because I wanted to see if that was a possibility. I thought it was important that we could have maybe some dialogue even with the film. I went to Turkey and I met a producer who was very helpful towards Armenians. And he literally said, it's not going to happen unless we shoot this indoors. So I then decided to go to Gumri, and the reason why I'm giving you the backstory is because that's where I found my cast, because Gumri in Armenia still has this old building, so there's a possibility to shoot with a backdrop of old buildings. And we did some casting sessions, and the actors in Gumri were absolutely fantastic. They were perfect. And my lead actor was an actor from the Gumri Theatre called Tigran Gaboyan. And he is the face of Varajan in the film. But I also wanted to have an authentic Western Armenian voice in the film, because Varajan, whilst you see him on screen, you never see him talk. You hear his poetry. And so we did a casting call in Turkey to see if we could get an Armenian actor from Istanbul or Constantinople. Varajan's Constantinople. And we had a young boy called Yerya Agun, who is the voice of Varajan in the film. Now, the film is structured in the way that it has Varajan's poetry in Armenian, in Western Armenian, and it's important to be in Western Armenian because also it's an endangered language, and I wanted people to hear the voice. I was actually told in England, make it in English, it would be more saleable, but I thought it was, as an Armenian, I wanted it in Varajan's language. But I did want to have a narrative in there that told the story, because Varajan's poetry explains the scene, but we needed something to explain the overall narrative of the film. And I was very fortunate because we approached Sean Bean, who is of Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings fame, and he is the voice, he's the English voice in the film. I mean, that's a fantastic coup for us because he really is a top-notch actor, and he understood, he only did the film because he loved the script. And he is a top actor. It was fantastic to have him on board.
Garo, thank you very much for the interview. I wish you all the best.
I'd like to thank you, Vahir, for the interview. It's very kind of you to interview me. I'd very much like to thank the Armenian Film Festival of Sydney. They are really wonderful hosts, and I'd love to come back there in the future. And all the other really, really good, nice people I met out there. We had a really good time, and they made us all very welcome. So thank you all. sbs.com.au